Having been rescued from the mob that was trying to kill him, Paul was taken prisoner by the Roman authorities. The soldiers took him to the nearby Antonia fortress, while the crowd, in an uproar, waved their clothes, threw dust into the air, and shouted, "Away with him! Kill him! He's not fit to live!" The military commander ordered Paul to be taken into the fort to be questioned, so as to find out what he had done. They tied him up to scourge him, but Paul said to the centurion standing there, "Is it lawful for you to flog a Roman citizen who hasn't even been tried for any crime?" When the officer heard this, he went to the commander and said to him, "What are you doing? That man is a Roman citizen." Roman law did not allow a citizen to be condemned without a trial or to be scourged. So the commander went to Paul and asked him, "Tell me, are you a Roman citizen?" "Yes, I am," he answered. Roman citizenship was an honored privilege that was not easily obtained. "I had to pay a high price for my citizenship," the commander said. "But I am a citizen by birth," Paul replied. On hearing this, the men who were going to question Paul withdrew at once. The commander himself was alarmed when he realized he had put a Roman citizen in chains and at once had the chains taken off. But as he wanted to find out what Paul had done and why he was being accused by the Jews, he sent word to the chief priests and all the Sanhedrin, the Jewish High Court of Justice, ordering them to convene. Then he brought Paul and made him stand before them. The Sanhedrin was made up of the nation's leaders, many of whom were Pharisees and Sadducees, two opposing religious parties. Paul looked straight at them and said, "My brothers, I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience to this day." At this, the high priest Ananias ordered those standing near Paul to strike him on the mouth. Paul reacted angrily. "God will strike you," he said, "who sit there to judge me according to the law, that you break the law by ordering me to be struck." Someone said, "You dare to insult God's high priest?" Paul replied, "I did not realize that he was the high priest, for it is written, 'Do not speak evil of the ruler of your people.'" Then, knowing that the Pharisees and Sadducees did not agree over certain points of doctrine, Paul called out in the council, "My brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. I stand on trial here because of my hope in the resurrection of the dead." At once a dispute broke out between the members of the court, because the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection of the dead, while the Pharisees did. There was a great uproar, and some of the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, stood up shouting, "We find nothing wrong with this man." The dispute became so violent that the commander ordered his men to take Paul away from them, fearing that they might harm him. He was brought back to the fort, and the following night the Lord appeared to him and said, "Take courage. You have been my witness in Jerusalem, and you must also bear witness in Rome." The next morning some of the Jews decided to kill Paul. More than 40 men took a vow not to eat or drink until they had done this. They went to the chief priests and elders to inform them of their plot and asked them to send word to the Roman commander to have Paul brought before the Sanhedrin again. "We are ready to kill him before he gets here," they said. But the son of Paul's sister heard of the plot and went to the fort to tell Paul, who called one of the centurions and said, "Take this young man to the commander. He has something to tell him." So the officer took Paul's nephew to the commander, who drew him aside, saying, "What is it you want to tell me?" When he heard about the plot to kill Paul, the Roman commander dismissed the young man, saying, "Don't tell anyone that you have reported this to me." Next episode, Paul's trial before Felix.